Okay, so today is the fifth part of the Tashlich Shiurim. Basically, it's about saying Tashlich after Rosh Hashanah. We discussed a little bit that some people, the Bnei Sostar, said Tashlich Dafka when? On the day of the Yud Gimel Mizrachimim. Well, every day we say Yud Gimel Mizrachimim. There's one, the Monday, Thursday before Yom Kippur, the last Pizmon is that Yud Gimel Mizrachimim. Now, what I'd like to talk about, about Hoshana Rabbah? Is there an Indian to say it maybe on Hoshana Rabbah or not? What's the story with that? To say, and what's the concept of Hoshana Rabbah? Because it's interesting, Hoshana Rabbah, like in the Gemara, they speak about the Hoshanas, but the fact that we treat it like a shtickle Yom Kippur, a shtickle, so where does that all come from, that idea that there's a Gemara Din on Hoshana Rabbah? So take a look at the Zohar on page 3. The seventh day of the Chag, that's Hoshana Rabbah, Usiyuma Dedina Da'alma. That's the end of the din. Upsokim Nofkin Bibay Malka. In other words, like verdict comes out from the king's house. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes the final verdict. On a Shabbat. That's why, what's the minute? What do you say to somebody? On a Shana Rabbah? A good kvittel, or piska tava, or a good kvittel. Okay? Yeah, that's the minute. That's cool. That's the point down. Right? When you leave shul, you say a good kvittel. Because kvittel is the piska. Because the Tzokin Yotzim Nafkin Mibay Malka. What are you saying, Jake?
On
what?
On the way, when a person's going to get stoned. The market goes down, and then you still have time for somebody to come up and say, oh, I have a mess up with Swiss, and then they return it to the
Yeah, but this is Bezu Shamala.
Okay.
So it's Mashma, we'll see. This is Mashma, this is it.
I still have time to shoot. I can give myself.
Oh, we'll see. Maybe. We'll see. Now there's another Zohar on page 4. That Zohar, the first Zohar that said that Hoshana Rabbah is the day, that's in Pashas Tzav and Bahamut Vez of Ralph. But in Pashas Vayichi on page 4,
he says, Izochi b'tshuvi v'lav shlimusa k'dayes.
In other words, the thick words are the Zohar and the thinner words are the Hebrew translation. Okay? Im zocha b'tshuva v'lo shlei mekoro italian lei arahi yom basra d'atzeres. So it says that we wait till the last day, Shemini Atzeres. And if he does tshuva, so then it's okay. And if not, then the psakin come out. So it's mashu from this Zohar, let's point out, that Shemini Atzeres is the final day. In fact, I read something of Yanta from the Panim Yafas from the Hafla. We're going to see soon in the Haftorah. Kashe Yered, Hageshem Hasheleg, Min Hashemayim, Veshama Lo Yashuv, right in the Haftorah for the Tainus. So he said a beautiful pshat. Kashe Yered, Panim Yafas, Kashe Yered, Hageshem Hasheleg, Min Hashemayim. When is that? Shemini Atzeres is when we daven for Geshem. Shama Lo Yashuv. From that time on, no returns. Because that's the fine. So he says the remez to this idea from that pasuk in Yeshaya. But it seems that there's two opinions in the Zohar. Is Hoshana Rabbah the final day? Or is Shmini Atzeres the final day? So how do we deal with this so-called contradiction? So if you look at the Pri Etz Chaim on page 6 of Chaim Vital, the Talmud of the Arizal, so he says that there's a stira. Look, the first one in the line is din, like 3, 4, 5, no, 6 line. You see where it says din? 6 line, first word in line is din. It seems to be a stira chaluk in the Zohar. So this is almost be Stira in the Zohar. So Jake Shlita is machaving to Reb Chaim Vital. Wow, that's not so pasha to be machaving to Reb Chaim Vital. That he says the Pesachim go out of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, but you still have like a little respite more to change it. So it means that the first Zohar says that it's over. But so he's saying that what? It's over, but if you have a Tshuva Gemura, you can still save it. Between Leil Hoshana Rabbah, but when they say, and Yachshu B'Tshuva. So he's saying, so why did the Zohar say that? Because he said most people, if they didn't do it by Hoshana Rabbah, they didn't do Rosh Hashanah, they didn't do Yom Kippur, so it's probably not going to happen. So most people, if it's going to Hoshana Rabbah, it's Hoshana Rabbah. But technically speaking, this is still a window of opportunity till Shmini Atzeres. That's the three Etz Chaim. The Rambam Mipanu also discusses this question on page 7 from Menachem Azariah. What's his approach? So he has another approach to this question. Again, it's this stira in the Zohar. So we have a stira in the Zohar. One Zohar says that Hoshana Rabbah is it. That's the Siras HaPsakim, that the final verdict goes out. And then after that, you can't change it anymore. And another Zohar says, that's the Zohar in Vayikra, in Tzav. And in Vayichi, it says that Shemini Atzeres is the final time. So we saw the Rav Chaim Vital, the Kri Yitz Chaim says, though it's really Hoshana Rabbah, but you still have another opportunity to Shemini Atzeres. For most people, if they didn't do it by Hoshana Rabbah, right, so they're probably not going to do it by Shemini Atzeres. Most people, you know, if Rosh Hashanah didn't do it, or Atzeres Yimei Tshuva didn't do it, then but there's still that opportunity. So now, the Rambam Panu is going to give another approach, and he says that it's really Hoshana Rabbah. So what it means, what it says, that it's Yom Shemini. So he writes here on page 8, 5 lines to the bottom, in the middle of the line, and hayu yom basra in bottle of the forest, the yom basra hainu at seris to know who dover had matmiya shein tach li yashra al bedoch rav lis bulu yashra halech lo namin yazor cholok b'shem panim al kabbalah sa'emes amsur lababim hein and shein levav shomu li tamo musukonim darkei ha-seif ha-kodesh ha-hu. So he says it's not right. It has to be Hoshana Rabbah. So the Bnei Yisachar says that that's what he's saying. It's a Tos Sofer. Does he actually use that word? That's what he's claiming. The he says it can't be. He says the Yad Yehuda at the bottom, that the Zohar is going to say, this Zohar is going to say differently than what we normally assume. The Os Yud in the Yad Yehuda says maybe it could mean that Shemini Atzeres means Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal. El V'docha Grav Lo Yisbulu Yosher Homer. That's what Yud, he says. El V'docha Rav Hayinu Tzrichim Omer Fizeh Shakavona Ad Yoma Basra V'lo Ad B'chlal. Zeh V'docha Gmor. So he says that's a doicha, so it must be what? It must mean that it's, I guess that's what the Bnei Yisachar assumed, that he means to say it's a toast of. So if you look at the Bnei Yisachar, so there are two approaches. The Rambam Panu says it's definitely Hoshana Rabbah. And the The Chai Vital says Hoshana Rabbah, but you still have that, like Jake said, another window of opportunity till Shemini Atzeres. The Bnei Yisachar on page 9. We finished La'ene called Israel, the Lamed. That's the last word letter of the Torah, and then Beis is Bereishis Bara Elokim. So the pasuk in Shir Hashirim on page 1, Simeini kachosam alibecha. So the simple pshat, Simeini kachosam alibecha. Look at the mitzvahs davar lachen simosi alibech v'atoz la'aval olam kachosim. Because the love should be like there's a like a stamp on your heart. It should be like stamped in, so to speak. Like it should never go away. Just like you can you stamp the hand, so it's like there's a stamp on your heart, so to speak. So that's libecha. So he explains the Bnei Yisachar. See, many kachosam libecha. That libecha is remiss to Simchas Torah Shmini Atzeres, because we end the Eidei Kol Yisrael and we begin Bereishis, and therefore the chosam is al libecha. Libecha means the time we read the Lamed and the Beis, the Eidei Kol Yisrael and the he quotes the so he writes on page 10 Mehatah page 10 Main tavin is Hashem fanach biyom ha'yichud shlima. Hine amr kines Yisrael. Afal gav di eizel hacha. Simer kachol mzalecha. Kishachosmim umsayim na Torah biyom ha'yichud. Zeh ba'os lamin. Oz behu ha'chosem aleim. He says, "Umayat the rebbe's lachagam kein inyan ha'chosem be'yishan rabba." Ali Becha means before. Because the Chosim is Ali Becha. The Chosim is the day before Libecha. Libecha is Shmini Atzeres. Because that's the Lamed and the Beis. That could be a remez to, if you hold it, Hoshana Rabbah. Simeini Kechosim Ali Becha. Libecha is the day that we read in the Yisrael and Bereishis, the Lamed and the Beis. Eidei Kol Yisrael and Bereishis Bara Elokim. And Al means the day before. But he says that he thinks the Iker Gemar HaChosim is on Shemini Atzeres during Tefilas Musaf. Which was interesting because in Tefilas Musaf, when we dive in Vegeshim, the Chazan also wears a kittel. Right? The Chazan also wears a kittel. So even though Hagam Sharam Mazal, the Ramam Bipanu, didn't like that, he says it's Tov Sofer. He says, no, you can't. The Zohar says it, so the Zohar says it. So he says he thinks Shmini Atzeres is the day. That's Simani Kechosem Ali Becha, that the day of Libecha is the day of the Chosem. So it comes out that there are three. So the Bnei Yisachar holds that there's a sheet of Shmini Atzeres. I mean, it seems to be a steer in the Zohars. So the Ramami Panu didn't want him there to be a steer. So he says, no, the only sheet is Hoshana Rabbah. And it's a Tov Sofer. Everyone agrees Hoshana Rabbah. And he says, the Rav Chaim Vital, it's Hoshana Rabbah with a little window of opportunity till till Shmini Atzeres. And the Reis Oscha says he thinks it's Shmini Atzeres by Musaf. Musaf is Shmini Atzeres, that's the Gemara. Simani Kechosem Ali Becha. Now, if you look in the Sefer HaYosher VaHatov, page 13, he says, "Ola Mardi Tam Shalama Nikra Hoshana Rabba." He says, I couldn't find it in the Shalah. I only found it in the Rav Chaim Vital. He supposedly asked the same question, that the steam is to be a steam in the Zohar. The Mokam Echad Omar Shab Sakim Yosim Buel Hoshan Rabba. Mokam Echad Hu Omer Shemit Semini Atzeres. So which one is it? So he says, a beautiful idea. Vadaiti Yeshlomer, the Omer Chazal, Lama Nimshalu Tfilas Tzadikim La'atar. Why is the Tfil of Tzadikim compared to a fork? Vayetar Yitzchak Lenoch Rishto. An atar is a fork. Ma'atar Mahapeches Atfuah? Kachay Mahapchim Yidosov Shalakarish Baruch Hu. The Tzadikim have the ability to be Mahapech the Midas of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Midas Adin L'Midas Arachim. He says, "Never mind. They call it Vorm Hei Nasim Al Yitzuuf Hei Osius." Say, for example, there was a person gets Karis, so Chaf Reish Tav Karis. So that's what Hashem writes. But if you Zoche, Hashem could rearrange the, and it could be Keser. Whereas Hashem works with Tziuuf Hei Osius. Call Imras Elokait Srufa. Mitzarf Osius. Kisro Yeshua. Because you're supposed to get Karis, but you can Mimhapech it to Keser. Kisro Yeshua. Mechorev, you're supposed to have Cherev, it can be Rochav. And that's the idea. Mahapchim Midas Adin Midas Arachim. So he says a similar idea to what Rav Chaim Vital and Jake Frankel said. They have the same idea. The psakim are yotzei when Leil Hoshana Rabba, but then you can have tzirufei osios in a different way. You can be mahapech keser to charis to keser, or cherev to rochav. But after that, you can't. So that's a similar idea. But after Shmini Atzeres, that's it. Now, I remember years ago, I saw something in the Kosher Glover. Jake likes the Kosher Glover. Now, these are not... This is a separate sefer of Drushim of the Kosher Glover. This is not the same Kosher... It's the same person, Kosher Glover. But it's not the same sefer I usually quote. I use the Xerox from the Kosher Glover Al HaTorah Rav Moed. This is Drushim. So he says an unbelievable idea. V'zei yesh liten tam l'minig Yisrael she'osim simchas Torah ach ha'shmini atzeres. In other words, we do it on the second day of Shmini Atzeres. Israel, Osim Simchas Torah, Bishmini Atzeres. So he basically wants to understand what's this idea. Why is Shmini Atzeres is the time that we're dancing with the Torah. 16. I mean, we made it that way, they'll finish, but we could have made it different way. There must be a reason. You know, like Zos HaBracha, you see, if we would have had last Shabbos Nitzav Vayelech, right? Then this Shabbos would have been Hazinu, and the next Shabbos would be Zos HaBracha. But we don't do that, because we have to do Zos HaBracha on Shmini Atzeres. So, so why is it? So he says a beautiful idea. You know, there's a famous Kedushas Levi. There's a famous Medrash. Ulkachtam lachem bayom harishon. So what does the Medrash say? V'chi bayom harishon? We're taking lulav? When do we take lulav? The 15th day of the month. So Poshup Shai Yom Rishon means the first day of the holiday. But the Medrash says, Ulkachtam bayom harishon is tezvav. So you know what the Medrash answer? Rishon lacheshbon avonos. Which means like this, that in Yom Kippur we're forgiven. Right? So now, when do we get a new slate of Averis? Sukkot starts the new slate of Averis. What's the famous kashya that everyone asks? And days in between. Someone wrote a whole sefer about the days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. It's a whole thing. About the days in between. So one answer that's given is people are too busy to do Averis in those days, you know. But others say, no, people still could, you know, manage to... Oh. So what's the Kedushas Levi's pshat? Rishon l'cheshbon avonos. He says a different pshat. Because he says, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is tshuva mi'ira. Sukkot is tshuva mi'ava. And tshuva meiras donos nasesh kishkogos. Tshuva meiras donos kishkogos. Tshuva meava donos kanasha kishkuyos. So the first day of Sukkot is the beginning of tshuva meava. So therefore, Hashem has to recount the averus, because now He has to turn all the averus into kishkuyos. So chlishon lecheshbon no avonos means that he's now making a new cheshbon of all your avonos, because now he's going to put mahapet them to the zchuyos, and that's what it means. Rishon lecheshbon avonos. Okay, that's the famous Kedushas Levi.
You can do tshuva
twice
on the
Avera. What do you mean?
Meaning you're doing tshuva
meyava
and
meyira
on the same
Avera. Right. First you did a meyira, now you're doing a meyava. Yeah. The same Aver, you can do Tshuva Meir, and now I'm doing Tshuva Me'av on that same Aver, right? Oh, so he says like this. V'hine, next paragraph. Yesh Tiri B'zman Gemar Din, B'shas. Is the Gemar Din, you see, in the Bavli, it says the Gemar Din is Yom Kippur. And the Zohar says it's either Hashanah Rabbah or the Shmini Atzeres. That's the Bnei Yisoschar likes it, the Shmini Atzeres. So he says like this. That basically, we accepted the Torah when? On Vav Sivan. But then we messed up. We did the Egel, right? So then, the whole thing on Vav Sivan was... it was when we have Simchas Torah on Vav Sivan. Chazal could have arranged it that we finished the Torah Shavuos time. Right, but really Shavuos, we messed up what we happened on Shavuos. But when did we do full tshuva? Yom Kippur, and then that was tshuva miyira, and then what?
The Ava
was Sukkot. But when's the end of the whole din of Sukkot? Is Hoshana Rabbah or Shmini Atzeres? So Shmini Atzeres basically says the Kol Shiglover Jake reenacts Vav Sivan.
Because Vav Sivan, we messed up Vav Sivan. We broke the Luchas. It was all messed up. So we have to rectify Vav Sivan. So we rectified it on Yom Kippur. We Hashem said Shalaki Varech, but that was still Tshuva Meira. The Tshuva Me'ava is finished on what? On Shemitah Tzitzis, because that's the Gemara din. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say that we did a Tshuva Me'ava, and all the Cheta Egel now becomes Schuyos. So now we can reinstate the Kabbalah Satorah of Vav Sivan. So hence, at Shmini Atzeres is what? Is the time that we rejoice with the Torah. Because that's the Gemar HaKapara of the Cheta Egel. No, but we did the Vera.
But why would they do the Shuma Me'ah? Why would they do the Shuma Me'ah?
Because we did not there, so we messed up. So now we want to. So we did Tshuva Meira, but now we even did Tshuva Me'ava on that. So we reinstated it in a stronger way. So Mamela, he says. That's okay, the Chedim Lefreiras. So, Shmini Atzeres is the time that the whole Chet now became. So now Vav Sivan became meaningful again. Because retroactively, he explains, we rectified the Avera and it became Tshuva Me'ava. So, Memela, that's why at Shmini Atzeres we're having Simchas Torah. And then he has another piece here about, you know, there's a sheet that says Chanukah. You still have an opportunity to Chanukah. Yeah, there's a famous sefer Basai, remember Moshe Weinberger likes to quote from that sefer. He quoted this word once in Charles Shudas, but it's a famous word from the Basai and Pashas Vayeshev. The Chanukah is the. So he has a piece here. The Kosher Glover writes, he says on page 19, second line, Yesh Lomit Gimel Zman Emel, Yom Kippur Mechabel Lashovim Mitzad Atzman. Person who does tshuva by himself, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Hoshan Rab Lechaper Mishay Mikol Choloshom Mitzad Atzman, Hoshom Mitzad Atzman Hukumorova. But he does tshuva because he's Mechaper himself with other people. He's like the Arava. So he's mechaber himself to tzaddik, and that causes him to do tshuva. Yom Kippur is perfect people who are, by themselves, self-inspired. And Hoshana Rabba is the people who are like the Arava, who become inspired. So their full tshuva is Hoshana Rabba. And what's Chanukah? He says, Chanukah is people who are not self-inspired. They don't even do tshuva when they're with the tzaddikim. But in Mekabel Atzma Sirus Nefesh, B'Hashem Echad. Because they believe Hashem Echad, and that inspires them. Koch Mesir Shnefesh, and that's for those people. So that could help for them. So he says, and even sometimes within the same person, he writes, there's some things that are mischaper on Yom Kippur, and some things that are mischaper on Hoshana Rabbah, and some things that are mischaper with Mesiras Nefesh and mischaper on Chanukah.
Interesting. Now, now I want to get to this. This was all a lead up. Question is there any Indian? I called up Rav Tzinner. I said, where's the minhag brought down to do Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah? So he said, to look in for Mordechai and Dvorna. So we got the Sefer, Kedushas Yisrael, which is Yisrael Yaakov Michust, the son of Rav Mordechai Dvorna. So he writes here on page 21. This is he's saying over Minhagim, which were his father's Minhagim. His father said, "Ein hochim l'tashlich b'Rosh Hashanah." He says you shouldn't go to Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah. Rak b'chol amoed sukkos, kol dem Hoshana Rabba. So I thought, maybe I saw this someplace, but I thought, maybe I saw this someplace, then maybe that's if you hold Hoshana Rabba as the Gemara did, so then you do call him Hoshana Rabba. If you hold Shmini Atzeres as the Gemara did, then maybe you can go on Hoshana Rabba also. And maybe that could be a source of minig to do Tashlich on Hoshana Rabba. He quotes it, call him Hoshana Rabba. So, what? Right, exactly. So, I asked Rav Moshe Shapiro from the library, you know, find me, do me a search. Who says that this idea, maybe no one said it. So he found me in the Sefer HaMoedim, Rabbi Yotam Levinsky, he found me that there was a minhag on page 22 in Galicia of Tashlich Sheni the Hoshana Rabbah. And it's in this Sefer HaMoedim. Tashlich Sheni Moshana Rabbah. And it says that Nogim Begalitzia, who can you hear from Galicia?
What's that? Someone in Poland.
Yeah, right. It's Galiciana. Galiciana, my family is not from Galiciana. But my mother's family is from Turkey. My father's family is, you know, they're brisk. And yeah. But a lot of people are from Galicia. So Nogim Begalitzia, Lalavos, Behoshana Rabba, Lenar, Latashlik Shani, Esael Shepigru Machmas Onis, Lohoch Latashlik Memoad over Rosh Hashanah. There's a minig in Galicia to go to Tashlich on Hoshana Rabba, those that didn't do on Rosh Hashanah. And they would call it Tashlich Shani. Like Pesach Shani, Tashlich Shani. So we finally found a makor for Hoshana Rabba. For some years I've done anything on Hoshana Rabba. Maybe I should try to do it before Hoshana Rabba. But the pshat that we had with the you know, it's totally on the 2 days of the Zohar, that maybe the minhag of Mordechai Dvorna is assuming like the Ramami Panu, that it's only on Hoshana Rabba, so you should do it before. But if you hold like the Bnei Soskar, that it's Shemini Atzeres, like that day in the Zohar, so then you could go maybe on Hoshana Rabba. So that there was a minig in Galicia to go to Tashlich on Hoshana Rabba. Yeah.
If somebody missed the Tashlich on Hoshana, should we tell them to wait then to either Hoshana Rabba or Shmini Atzeres?
I mean, some people dafka do it. Again, in Galicia they dafka did it then. Most people I just tell them just do it whenever, because then you're going to, you know, in the middle of Hakafas on Simchas Torah, you're going to remember that you didn't. I don't know, does anyone say you can do Tashlich till Hanukkah? I don't think that opinion. And you look at the Maril, on page 24. Thank you. So he says, Hoshana, he talks about Hoshana Rabba. So it says, also look at the bottom line. Those are Shachar, Marie Segel, Shatz, Kedek, Shosha, Barosh Hashana, Pelovish, Shar, Kedek, Kedek, Barosh Hashana, Yom Kippur. Because he wore special, something like a kittel. Because he wore special, like the Chazan wears a kittel on Hoshana Rabbah. They have a second Elam Lulav Chodesh, third line. Matir Eged Shel Pulma at Chetzia. Right, it's brought down, I think the Mishnah Berurah says, to take away the rings. And even say the Kaddish, the Mendig and Shal Yantif. And you look in the Magen Avraham on page 28, it says, well, let's look first. Let's look at the Ramah says. Talks about Hoshana Rabbah. Who says Marbim Ktsas Beneiros? Vedakim Nogim Litpo Atzmon Kodem Olos Hashachar. Some people go to the mikvah before Hoshana Rabbah, just like Erev Yom Kippur. Yesh Nogim Lulbo Shakitol Kibo Yom Kippur. And the Mariel, the Magen Avraham quotes that Mariel. The Mariel Lava Shakitol. Of Sharbik De Cholamoid Lo Hayam Hashana. Because he would wear his regular Cholamoid clothing. He says, we have a minute to wear Big Day Shabbos and not a kittel. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, we have a Shvi on page 27. We have Shvi, Shoshan, Nogim, Harbos, Mizborim, Kibob, Yontif, right? We say the whole Pesukei Dezimra, like the Shabbos Pesukei Dezimra. On Hoshana Rabbah. But it's interesting that the whole notion that we have in Hoshana Rabbah is the Zohar, the two spheres and the, you know, and the question of which one is the Iker. Those are different opinions. Is the Iker Hoshana Rabbah, is the Iker Shemini Atzeres, or it's both, or, and we had two shitas that, like the window of opportunity. And that we saw in the Chaim Vital, and then Hayosher Vatov, he said there's still Sirufei Osios. And you can still change the Koris to Keser, or the Cherev to Rocham, etc. But the reason I prepared this packet is I just wanted to see if there was a minig about Hoshana. That was like I was very fixated on that. About a minig for Tashlich on Hoshana Rabbah. So Rav Tzidda said, look, Rav Mordechai Devona. So I looked, so it wasn't exactly. Rav Tzidda said, even that's what he didn't mean. That's what he meant, you know, before. So it wasn't exactly. But the one that Mamish says Hoshana Rabbah is that Sefer HaMoedim of Yontov Levinsky, and he quotes the Minhag in Galicia, Tashlich Sheni. But it could be that, like Jake said, what we said, that it could be told by the. That's what I said. You said it too? I said, you said it, we both said it. That it could be told by this, the Shaila. What is the Iker Gemara did, and then the Kosher Glover says that's the pshat of Simchas Torah, because Simchas Torah, we're dancing with the Torah, so why do we dance with the Torah Vav Sivan? The answer is because Vav Sivan we destroyed it all, the Luchos was Nishbar, So when did we finally do tshuva on the Chet HaEgel? Was Yom Kippur, but that was only tshuva Mi'ira, but the tshuva Mi'ava is on Sukkot. But the end of Sukkot, the Gemara end of Sukkot is on Shmini Atzeres, according to the Zohar and Vayichi. The two Zohars, the Zohar and Vayichi, the Zohar and Vayikra, right? So then that reenacted. So now Vav Sivan got its status back, so to speak, because we did tshuva Mi'ava. So now it works. It works retroactively. But it works in well, the Tashlich on Hashanah Rabbah. I mean, that's how he's interpreted. I didn't see those words told so far, as I told you, in the Ramami Panu itself. But and that's all the Pshat. Shimei Kachosam Alibecha. So you can learn Alibecha means Lev is Shmini Atzeres, because that's what we read Leinei Kol Yisrael and Bereishis Bara Elokim. So the Kachosam can be Alibecha, the day before Libecha, or it can be Alibecha, the day of Libecha. Those are the two ways, I think, the Bnei Tosker is saying that you could interpret this pasuk. So that's the day we vindicated, we redeemed Vav Siva. We redeemed Vav Siva. Okay, so I think that's the Gemar of our series on Tashlich. That's good. So we're going to get ready for Mitzvah, we'll start soon. Tomorrow I'm going to give out a packet on Sukkot. Very much of a packet on Sukkot. And why did I give it? Because it's an Avdei Nezer. Because you remember we were talking about Matir and Mitzvah? We talked about whether marriage is it a Matir and Mitzvah. And Avdei Nezer wanted to say that it's a Mitzvah because you see that it's L'chadchila or B'dievitz. Right? So, but we wanted to speak about sukkah. Is sukkah a matir or a mitzvah? Is it that, in other words, you're not allowed to eat out of the sukkah, so it's a matir to let you eat, or is it a special mitzvah? Interesting time, you'll see. It's Avdei Nezer. So we'll stop now. We'll get ready for mitzvah, and then we'll daven mitzvah. Okay? Okay. Okay,